Welcome to Futureproof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way. In this series, Martin Guerrera.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Head of Kantar Brand Z meets remarkable senior marketers leading some of the world's most valuable global brands to discuss strategies that differentiate, protect value, and advance their sustainability credentials.
It's a pleasure now to be joined by Stuart Spencer, Group Chief Marketing Officer at AIA. AIA has risen four places this year in our global top 100 ranking. Congratulations to you, Stuart, and all of your employees at AIA for such a fantastic achievement. So if we start with a very broad question, how do you think the needs of your customers has changed over the course of the last 5 years?
So the pandemic has been absolutely fundamental and almost existential to our industry. The drive for relevance and resonance of life, health and wellness in the wake of such a global public health catastrophe has enabled us to drive higher levels of understanding, appreciation, and demand for all of our life, health, and wellness solutions. So we were focusing on our purpose of enabling healthier, longer, and better lives well before the pandemic struck. But what the pandemic did was illustrate how fundamentally underinsured and underprotected people across Asia Pacific were. And so, you know, we have not stood still. We have reached the aid of our customers. We've innovated new products and services. We've completely digitalized the way we interact with our distribution, our customers, et cetera. So we've risen to the occasion. And we believe that the heightened awareness, understanding, relevance, and demand that the pandemic has created has given us a real bounce as we enter and emerge the post-pandemic era.
Yeah, it's been a challenging time for everybody. And clearly, AIA is a large global company. When you're trying to deliver a marketing strategy, what do you think about when you're trying to build a global brand as well as obviously localized to specific markets? What do you think the key elements are?
So our focus is Asia Pacific, has been for 103 years. We operate in 18 markets from New Zealand to Korea to Sri Lanka and many, many places in between. So we see ourselves as one AIA, one purpose behind AIA, but we try and make sure that we are locally as relevant and as topical as we possibly can be. So many of our businesses, we've been operating for 80, 90, 100 years, and we try to make sure that the expression of our purpose resonates and is designed to connect with the local population. So I was just in Thailand at the end of last week, and you know, the expression of healthier, longer, better lives is really very much seeping through in Buddhist tradition across Bangkok, upcountry. And the branding, the unmistakable AIA branding that we see really does, it becomes a familiar representation and replication across all of our businesses. But the nuances to connect both rationally and emotionally with consumers have really developed over time. And I'm very proud of actually how our teams take our One AIA and develop a very local expression.
Mm. And clearly, as you said, your customers are very important to you. I wonder if you could give us an example of where a particular customer insight has driven a change in strategy or influenced your strategy within AIA.
Sure. Well, as we looked at the value pools in Asia Pacific beyond purely life insurance, we recognized that health insurance, where we currently have a leading position, is also an increasingly massive opportunity, again, sort of post-pandemic. So the design, development, and formulation of our broad integrated healthcare strategy, which goes beyond insurance, it sees AIA as a protector, as a payer, but also moving along the continuum as a partner, where we own clinics, where we own provision, and where we develop what we call a more vertically integrated strategy, providing better experience, better access, better quality care for consumers, our customers. So we took a lot of the strategic insight emerging from the pandemic and looked at our strengths, look at value pools, and made the strategic determination that we needed to really double down on healthcare, and doubling down on healthcare to be more relevant. Again, when our customers are diagnosed with an illness, we don't want to simply pay a claim and then walk away. It's at those moments of truth where we want to be working in partnership with our customers, in partnership with providers, doctors, clinicians, et cetera, to ensure that the pathways and journeys our customers embark on to wellness are appropriate. And that's really transformational for us, Martin.
Mm, sure. Yeah, it sounds like it. And you talked about the challenges around trying to deliver global consistency in your brand. How would you summarize AIA's point of difference against your competitors in a sentence or two?
We have tremendous awareness that drives great consideration, consistent service delivery, and trust. We have a vast face-to-face distribution force of agents that are tied to AIA, that are part of the community. So we're there. We are systemically vital. We've always been there. We've been there through generations. We will continue to be there. And we deliver on our purpose of healthier, longer, better lives. And I think we've earned that trust over the decades in Asia.
Yeah, absolutely. And that depth of history is important, I'm sure. And just turning to think about the future, where do you see the challenges for building your brand and brands generally in future? And how are you planning for AIA to overcome those challenges?
Yeah, great question. Look, I think consumers are becoming more demanding. They're more intelligent. They have access to more information, which compels us to be more relevant, more resonant, more ubiquitous, more consistent in our delivery of service. We need to fundamentally substantiate the promises that we make. We need to be seen as authentic. And we need to be authentic all the time, everywhere. That's a challenge across 18 geographies in expressing our brand in 18 local markets. And I think for all of us in the industry, rising up now, again, post-pandemic, to innovate in what those propositions are. What else can we be protecting? What are the gaps that need to be closed? What are the needs that need to be addressed? And how do we continue to innovate? And we believe we're the leader in our industry in Asia Pacific. And as a leader, we have responsibilities, accountabilities to think ahead, to anticipate, to imagine the possibilities of the future. And I'm really proud, Martin, of how through the pandemic, we accelerated the pace of digitalization, where we kind of unshackled ourselves from some of those traditional attributes of a life insurer to be more agile, more consequential, more visible, more available anytime, any place, anywhere for our customers, no longer the 103-year-old AIA, but the modern, slick, there for you, consistent service deliverer, AIA. And I'm proud of that. So I think we're cognizant of the challenges ahead, but we're more than ready and more than capable of meeting them.
And it sounds like AIA is very much looking to the future. And just continuing that thread, so we talk to lots of clients around the world, and one particular topic that keeps coming up again and again at the moment is around sustainability. So I wondered if you could just take a minute to talk us through some of the key points of your sustainability agenda and how you make that sustainability agenda actually meaningful to your customers.
Thanks, Martin. That's a great question. Look, at AIA, we are conscious and aware of the commitments that we've made in what I would consider to be a very ambitious ESG agenda. I would encourage you to read our ESG report, all 100 and something pages of it that was published recently, across five pillars: health and wellness, people and culture, green operations, sustainable investing, and corporate governance, where we are really making a strong commitment to.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
The sustainability of those pillars and how we operate to make ESG intrinsic, but also to net zero. We've made a commitment to net zero by 2050. And if you look at our footprint across 18 businesses, you look at all the vehicles, the buildings, the emissions, if you look at the contributions even that our agents make, you know that we have a big responsibility over the next 30 or so years to deliver on that net zero promise, but really to drive consciousness of sustainability and the role, for example, health and wellness plays in our community to deliver affordable, accessible healthcare, to deliver great experience. So we see ourselves in the role that we play in our communities as a big brand, as a big presence, as systemically vital. So our responsibilities go beyond merely, the protection piece. It goes into serving our communities and being there to be benevolent. So, for example, if you take Hong Kong, we've invested $100 million to educate young people in university in Hong Kong. We believe that we needed to double down and demonstrate our commitment to Hong Kong as our home base. And we decided the best way to do that was through education. So I'm really proud of how every year we select 100 AIA scholars that can attend any of the public or private universities in Hong Kong. Full tuition on board paid by AIA, so that we're investing in the future leaders of Hong Kong, we're investing in our communities, and it goes beyond insurance. This is not about selling a nickel of insurance, but it's about doing the right thing in the right way, supporting our communities sustainably.
Fantastic. Sounds like a number of things going on within your sustainability agenda, which is great to hear. So a few big questions to finish on. So we talk about brands all the time, but just thinking about how brands add value to businesses, how do you at AIA believe that brand adds value to your business?
So trust, preference, awareness, making the right choice, confidence, knowing we will be there, knowing we will always be there. We have always been there. I believe the quality of the advice that is synonymous with our brand but also our commitment in the marketplace to be very synonymous with healthier, longer, and better lives. We really, I believe, own that space. I think we are seen as the healthier, longer, better lives guys. We're not just about transacting life insurance. We believe passionately and earnestly that we have a responsibility to help people across Asia Pacific lead healthier, longer, and better lives. It's the right thing for society. It's the right thing for themselves. It's the right thing for AIA. And to that end, we launched our AIA 1 billion initiative recently to go out and engage a billion people by 2030, which is quite ambitious. But again, as the leader, we believe passionately that we needed to bring healthier, longer, better lives to life. It wasn't enough just to say that's what we're about. We want to go out and have tangible evidence that we're impacting on a very personal level the lives of a billion people between now and 2030. And we are well on our way. We've also incorporated the results of our AIA 1 billion efforts into our ESG report. So it becomes intrinsic to our commitments on the S of ESG to go out and engage and sustainably trigger and catalyze people, millions and millions of people, on their personal journeys for health and wellness. And we're very proud of that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure. I can feel that in your passion.
It's the difference that we can make because we have the scale, we have the presence, we have that powerful brand that drives belief.
And just thinking about, we talked about the future, just thinking about the horizon now, where do you see the biggest headwinds and challenges for the business in the future, and how are you planning to overcome them?
So I think the drive on a couple of levels. One, there's always the challenge to continue to innovate our propositions, to make products we can sell rather than selling products we can make. So doing the research, doing the insight, uncovering unmet needs, and making sure that we're continuously relevant from a proposition perspective. That's one. The second piece is, I would say, making sure that consumers are able to interact with us on their terms, anytime, any place, anywhere, and being really able to establish that across the geography on a very consistent, stable, reliable, dependable basis. I'd also say, from a distribution perspective, we want to be able to be acquired and relevant and interacted with on the consumer's terms, however they want to buy, redeem, you name it, whether it's face-to-face, whether it's online, whether it's at a bank. We want to make sure that we have the distribution footprint that remains relevant and sustainable as attitudes and behaviors continue to evolve over time. And again, through the pandemic, we saw this incredible pivot. The pendulum swung towards digitalization in an industry that had not digitalized to the extent that others had, certainly compared to banking.
And then final question. So we've talked a lot about consumers, about customers. It's easy to say that we listen to our consumers and listen to customers, but how do you do that? How do you actually maintain that connection with your customers?
Thanks. Look, on many levels, our tied agency force are an incredible pulse check and ear to the ground in the markets. I mean, our thousands and thousands and thousands of agents have millions and millions of customer relationships. They have micro communities within those relationships. I was just, again, as I said, in Thailand, seeing some of our top agents. Those agents may have 500 customers. They interact with those customers through digital means, through LINE, for example. And so they've got their ear to the ground. There's a virtuous circle, a feedback loop that comes back to the organization. We track CRS, NPS. We have millions of inbound calls into service centers that we support across the region. We get a lot of insight, analytics. We've invested in tremendous amount in data and analytics. So we're listening. We're paying attention. We want to know what our customers think. We do a tremendous amount of other research to figure out what's next. How are attitudes changing? How are behaviors evolving? How do we then need to evolve to meet those needs and opportunities head on? So it's become very intrinsic to how we operate and how we function, so that we're much more customer-centric, much more customer-led as an organization. I think insurers in this part of the world have always tended to be very distribution-centric, where large agency forces have conversations with customers and own those customers. And that was the case for decades. That's changing dramatically, where now our tied agents see the relationship with AIA and the customer as a triangulation that makes sense, where it's a win-win-win. We provide insight, analytics, digital tools to help our agents become more productive, more effective, more efficient. We're using insights to determine what customers want to buy, who wants to buy what, when. So we're using the power of the insight to help drive our agents' business and drive more relevance in the engagement with our customers. And I think overall, we're at a good place, a very good place.
That's great to hear. And yeah, obviously engagement is key. Well, Stuart, thanks so much for your time today. We've learned such a large amount about the AIA brand in such a short space of time. Congratulations again to you and the team on this year's performance, and hope to see you in Hong Kong sometime soon.
Thanks. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed the talk.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave a rating and a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.